I can't feel my legs, but I can still move forward. Quote from Travis Roy. When Travis Roy uttered these words, he wasn't just talking about his physical limitations. He was speaking to a deeper truth that resonates with anyone who has faced life-altering challenges. On October 20, 1995, just 11 seconds into his first shift as a freshman hockey player for Boston University, Travis's life changed forever. A routine check into the boards left him paralyzed from the neck down. Dreams of a promising hockey career evaporated in an instant. But what emerged in the aftermath was far more powerful than any career on the ice. The strength of the human spirit. Travis Roy's accident could have easily been a story of loss, but instead, it became a symbol of perseverance, resilience, and hope. He turned his devastating injury into a platform for change, establishing the Travis Roy Foundation to help others with spinal cord injuries. His courage serves as a reminder to all of us that even when life throws its most difficult challenges, it's our response that defines us, not the event itself. Reflecting on challenges. When I think about Travis Roy's journey, I can't help but reflect on my own. I've never had to face the level of physical limitations he has. But like Travis, I experienced a life-altering injury. After falling on my head and breaking my neck, I spent days in the hospital and months in rehabilitation, learning how to function again. The strength in my left arm, my dominant arm, was greatly diminished. I still live with discomfort and pain to this day, but instead of letting it define me, it became a source of strength. My father always said, "A problem is not a problem unless there is no solution." That statement echoed in my mind throughout my recovery. Sure, I lost some strength in my arm, but I gained something far more valuable, a renewed appreciation for life, for perseverance, and for the ability to move forward despite adversity. The real challenge wasn't the physical pain or the limitation. It was a mental battle of staying positive, of finding purpose despite the setback. What is our excuse? Travis Roy once said, "I can't feel my legs, but I can still move forward." It's a sentiment that demands reflection. How often do we allow obstacles, big or small, stop us from moving forward? How often do we make excuses, letting fear or frustration hold us back from living fully? If Travis Roy, with all the limitations placed upon him, found a way to contribute to the world, to inspire others and to make a difference, what's stopping the rest of us? It's easy to complain about the inconveniences and challenges in our lives, but when we consider stories like Travis's, we are forced to ask ourselves, what is our excuse? My own journey, though painful and limiting, did not rob me of my ability to move forward. It would have been easy to sink into a state of self-pity, to lament the loss of my full physical strength, but instead, I found a way to adapt. I pushed through the rehabilitation process, embraced the struggle, and grew stronger because of it. I stopped focusing on what I had lost and began to appreciate what I still had. The lesson of gratitude. Gratitude became a cornerstone of my recovery, and it's a theme that echoes throughout Travis Roy's life as well. Even in the face of overwhelming adversity, Travis found ways to be grateful. Grateful for the chance to continue living, to advocate for others, and to make a meaningful impact. His foundation has helped countless individuals with spinal cord injuries, and his story continues to inspire people around the world. Gratitude shifts your perspective. When you focus on what you have instead of what you've lost, you begin to see the world in a different light. Yes, I lost much of the strength in my left arm, but I gained resilience. Yes, I live with pain, but I also live with the awareness that life is precious and every moment counts.